Page 462. Truly, said the queen, I would, and it might please God, that they would take me and slay me, and suffer you to escape. That shall never be, said Sir Lancelot. God defend me from such a shame, but Jesu be my shield and mine armor. Chapter 4. How Sir Lancelot slew Sir Colgrevance, and armed him in his harness, and after slew Sir Agravaine and 12 of his fellows. And therewith Sir Lancelot wrapped his mantle about his arm well and surely, and by then they had gotten a great form out of the hall, and therewithal they rashed at the door. Fair lord, said Sir Lancelot, leave your noise and your rashing, and I shall set open this door, and then may ye do with me what it liketh you. Come off then, said they all, and do it, for it availeth thee not to strive against us all, and therefore let us unto this chamber, and we shall save thy life until thou come to King Arthur. Then Lancelot unbarred the door, and with his left hand he held it open a little, so that but one man might come in at once. And so there came striding a good knight, a much man and large, and his name was Colgrevance of Gore. And he with a sword struck at Sir Lancelot mightily, and he put aside the stroke, and gave him such a buffet upon the helmet that he felt groveling dead within the chamber door. And then Sir Lancelot with great might drew that dead knight within the chamber door, and Sir Lancelot, with help of the queen and her ladies, was lightly armed in Sir Colgrevance's armor. And ever stood Sir Agravaine and Sir Mordred, crying, Traitor knight, come out of the queen's chamber. Leave your noise, said Sir Lancelot unto Sir Agravaine, for wit you well, Sir Agravaine, ye shall not imprison me this night. Page 463. And therefore, and ye do by my counsel, go ye all from this chamber door, and make not such crying and such manner of slander as ye do. For I promise you by my knighthood, and ye will depart and make no more noise. I shall, as to morn, appear afore you all before the king. And then let it be seen which of you all, other else ye all, that will accuse me of treason. And there I shall answer you as a knight should, that hither I came to the queen for no manner of malengine, and that will I prove, and make it good upon you within my hands. Fie on thee, traitor, said Sir Agravaine and Sir Mordred. We will have 3 Morgra thy head, and slay thee if we list, for we let thee wit we have the choice of King Arthur to save thee or to slay thee. Ah, sir, said Sir Lancelot, is there none other grace with you? Then keep yourself. So then Sir Lancelot set all open the chamber door, and mightily and knightly he strode in amongst them, and anon at the first buffet he slew Sir Agravaine, and 12 of his fellows after. Within a little while after, he laid them cold to the earth, for there was none of the 12 that might stand Sir Lancelot one buffet. Also Sir Lancelot wounded Sir Mordred, and he fled with all his might. And then Sir Lancelot returned again unto the queen, and said, Madam, now wit you well, all our true love is brought to an end, for now will King Arthur ever be my foe. And therefore, madam, and it like you that I may have you with me, I shall save you from all manner adventures dangerous. That is not best, said the queen. Meseemeth now ye have done so much harm, it will be best ye hold you still with this. And if ye see that as to morn they will put me unto the death, then may ye rescue me as ye think best. I will well, said Sir Lancelot, for have ye no doubt, while I am living I shall rescue you. And then he kissed her, and either gave other a ring. And so there he left the queen, and went until his lodging. Page 464. Chapter 5. How Sir Lancelot came to Sir Bors, and told him how he had sped, and in what adventure he had been, and how he had escaped. When Sir Bors saw Sir Lancelot, he was never so glad of his homecoming as he was then. Jesu mercy, said Sir Lancelot, why be ye all armed? What meaneth this? Sir, said Sir Bors, after ye were departed from us, we all that be of your blood, and your well-wishers, were so drenched that some of us leapt out of our beds naked, and some in their dreams caught naked swords in their hands. Therefore, said Sir Bors, we deem there is some strife at hand, and then we all deemed that ye were betrapped with some treason, and therefore we made us thus ready, what need that ever ye were in. My fair nephew, said Sir Lancelot unto Sir Bors, now shall ye wit all, that this night I was more harder bestad than, and note one, text, ever I was in my life, and yet I escaped. And so he told them all how and in what manner, as ye have heard tofore. And therefore, my fellow, said Sir Lancelot, I pray you all that ye will be of good heart in what need some ever I stand, for now is war come to us all. Sir, said Bors, all is welcome that God sendeth us, and we have had much weal with you and much worship, and therefore we will take the woe with you as we have taken the weal. And therefore, they said all, there were many good knights, look ye take no comfort, For there nis no bands of knights under heaven, but we shall be able to grieve them as much as they may us. And therefore discomfort not yourself by no manner, and we shall gather together that we love and that loveth us, and what that ye will have done shall be done. And therefore, Sir Lancelot, said they, we will take the woe with the weal. Gramercy, said Sir Lancelot, of your good comfort, for in my great distress, my fair nephew, ye comfort me greatly, and much I am beholding unto you. Page 465. But this, my fair nephew, I would that ye did in all haste that ye may, for it may be 4 days that ye will look in their lodging that be lodged here nigh about the king, which will hold with me, and which will not, for now I would know which were my friends from my foes. Sir, said Sir Bors, I shall do my pain, and or it be 7 of the clock, I shall wit of such as ye have said before, who will hold with you. Then Sir Bors called unto him Sir Lionel, Sir Ector de Maris, Sir Blamor de Glanis, Sir Bleoberis de Glanis, Sir Galantine, Sir Galahodin, Sir Galahud, Sir Meneduke, Sir Villars the Valiant, Sir Hebes le Renoum, Sir Lavaines, Sir Ure of Hungary, Sir Nerevins, Sir Plenorius, these 2 knights Sir Lancelot made, and the one he won upon a bridge, and therefore they would never be against him, and Harry le Fise de Lake, and Sir Selise of the Dolorous Tower, and Sir Melias de Lille, and Sir Belengarus le Beuse, that was Sir Alisander's son, Le Orphelin, because his mother Alice le Beale Pellerin, and she was kin unto Sir Lancelot, and he held with him. So there came Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer, his brother, to hold with Sir Lancelot, and Sir Clegus, Sir, and no two text, Sadoc, and Sir Dinas, Sir Claris of Claremont. So these 22 knights drew them together, and by then they were armed on horseback, and promised Sir Lancelot to do what he would. Then there fell to them what of North Wales and of Cornwall, for Sir Lamorak's sake and for Sir Tristram's sake, to the number of 80 knights. My lord, said Sir Lancelot, wit ye well I have been ever since I came into this country, and well-willed unto my lord King Arthur and unto my lady Queen Guinevere, unto my power. And this night, because my lady the queen sent for me to speak with her, I suppose it was made by treason, howbeit I dare largely excuse her person, notwithstanding I was there by a forecast near slain, but as Jesu provided me, I escaped all their malice and treason. And then that noble knight, Sir Lancelot, told them all how he was hard bestad in the queen's chamber, and how and in what manner he escaped from them. Page 466. And therefore, said Sir Lancelot, wit you well, my fair lords, I am sure that nis but war unto me and mine. And for, because I have slain this night these knights, I wot well as is Sir Agravaine, Sir Gawain's brother, and at least 12 of his fellows. For this cause now I am sure of mortal war, for these knights were sent and ordained by King Arthur to betray me. And therefore the king will be in this heat, and malice judge the queen to the fire. And that may I not suffer, that she should be burnt for my sake. For, and I may be heard and suffered and so taken, I will fight for the queen, that she is a true lady unto her lord. But the king in his heat, I dread me, will not take me as I ought to be taken. Chapter 6 of the counsel and advice which was taken by Sir Lancelot and by his friends for to save the queen. My lord, Sir Lancelot, said Sir Bors, by mine advice ye shall take the woe and the weal, and take it in patience, and thank God of it. And sith it is fallen as it is, I counsel you keep yourself, for in ye will yourself, there is no fellowship of knights christened that shall do you wrong. Also I will counsel you, my lord Sir Lancelot, that and my lady Queen Guinevere be in distress, insomuch as she is in pain for your sake, that ye knightly rescue her, and ye did otherwise, all the world will speak of you shame to the world's end. Insomuch as ye were taken with her, whether ye did right or wrong, it is now your part to hold with the queen, that she be not slain, and put to a mischievous death, for an she so die, the shame shall be yours. Jesu defend me from shame, said Sir Lancelot, and keep and save my lady the queen from villainy and shameful death, and that she never be destroyed in my default. Wherefore, my fair lords, my kin, and my friends, said Sir Lancelot, what will we do? Page 467. Then they all said, we will do as ye will do. I put this to you, said Sir Lancelot, that if my lord Arthur, by evil counsel, will, to mourn in his heat, put my lady the queen to the fire, there to be burnt, now I pray you counsel me what is best to do. Then they said all at once with one voice, Sir, us thinketh best that ye nightly rescue the queen, insomuch as she shall be burnt, it is for your sake, and it is to suppose, and ye might be handled, ye should have the same death, or a more shamefuler death. And, sir, we say all, that ye have many times rescued her from death for other men's quarrels. Esteemeth it is more your worship that ye rescue the queen from this peril, insomuch she hath it for your sake. Then Sir Lancelot stood still and said, My fair lords, wit you well I would be loath to do that thing that should dishonor you or my blood, and wit you well I should be loath that my lady, the queen, should die a shameful death. But it be so, that ye will counsel me to rescue her, I must do much harm, or I rescue her, and peradventure I shall there destroy some of my best friends, that should much repent me, and peradventure there will be some, and they could well bring it about, or disobey my lord King Arthur, they would soon come to me, the which I were loath to hurt. And if so be that I rescue her, where shall I keep her? That shall be the least care of us all, said Sir Bors. How did the noble knight Sir Tristram, by your good will? Kept not he with him La Beale Isoud near 3 year in joyous guard? The which was done by your Alder's advice, and that same place is your own, and in likewise may ye do, and ye list, and take the queen lightly away, if it be so the king will judge her to be burnt. And in joyous guard ye may keep her long enough until the heat of the king be past, and then shall ye bring again the queen to the king with great worship, and then peradventure ye shall have thank for her bringing home, and love and thank where other shall have maugre.